And when I say the countdown to Christmas, of course, we're always thinking about gifts and presents and little knickknacks that put a smile on someone's face. Do you have a child who is at school? And might your child be about to bestow upon the teacher a little gift, a present, a thank you, a hello, a happy Christmas, or whatever? Do you feel that you need to do that? Do you feel you want to say thank you to the teacher? Do you get a sense of, a lot of the others will be saying thank you, so I better do it as well? Or do you want to be bring the apple to school type parent whereby, my wee kitty is better than your wee kitties, so therefore our teacher is going to get something very special from our Joe or Josephine? Does it cross your mind at all? Or do you just simply send your child to school, your child comes home a few days before Christmas, and Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, and you don't give a hoot whether the teacher gets anything or not? The reason I'm asking, guidelines, you may have heard this a couple of weeks ago, had been laid down across in England where there would be a ceiling on gifts for teachers. I laughed at this. The idea of 50 quid, never spent more than 50 quid on a teacher. Who on earth would spend anything like 50 quid on a teacher unless you're nuts? If you spend a fiver, you're being generous, surely. If you spend a pound, you're taking a lovely step. Or if your child just draws a little card and presents it to the teacher, isn't that a lovely way to say thank you? Am I reading this right? Let me speak to the Ulster Teachers Union president, who is the VP at Killyleagh Integrated Primary School, and it's Ms. or Mrs. Cumper. Ms. Cumper, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's Carney.
Yes, I know Carney is your first name, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm amazed by your name, by the way, because I always knew I should always call the teacher, you know, either Mr. or Miss or Ms. or whatever. But your name is Carney Cumper. That is a cracking right. name, if you don't mind me saying.
It's cracking unless you have to spell it every time you're introduced.
It's before we get on to the main thrust of it, because I love, you know, names that ring a bell. I'll never forget your name. Where is Cumper from? C-U-M-P-E-R. Where did that originate? Because there aren't many in our phone book.
No, there's not. There are just the two of us, myself and my husband. It originated 1066 from France as Cumpier.
A very, very good time to arrive on our shores. And Carney, are there many women called Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y?
No, I don't think so. I certainly haven't met any others myself.
It's a cracking name. So Carney Cumper is on the show. Carney, what's your advice to parents who are listening if they're considering buying a present for a primary school teacher or maybe even a secondary school teacher?
Well, I certainly would agree with everything that you said in your introduction. I think a lot of parents feel that it is the done thing to buy a present for the teacher coming down to Christmas. But I feel that the most important thing is for the parents to do what they feel is right for them. I know in a lot of cases, teachers go above and beyond on a daily basis for their children and the school that they're in. And parents recognise that and feel that they want to give some recognition to the teacher, and a gift at Christmas is quite obvious. But they certainly should never feel compelled to buy something that is above their means. And as you said in your introduction, teachers feel that some of the best gifts are the personal ones, maybe a card that the child has written, or you know, some sort of little personalised emblem that they can keep forever. And that is certainly so much more appreciated than a family who go out of their way to spend an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, families should realise, and my goodness, I'd hate to think there would be any teacher anywhere in Northern Ireland where you could curry favour by buying the biggest present. You're a fool if you think by coming in with a Marks and Spencer hamper, you know, laden with wines, that your child's going to get on any better at school than someone who brings in a best teacher in the world mug.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. And I think, too, the teachers don't recognise that. And the best bit about getting the presents at Christmas is certainly in primary school, IFP1. And it's their little faces as they rush through the door to try and get to you to give you their present. And they absolutely glow whenever you open it and you know, say thank you and how much you appreciate it. And they can go home and pass that message on to the parents. And it, as you say, it doesn't matter what the gift is or if it's a card or, you know, a box of chocolates, something absolutely lovely that teachers really do appreciate.
And what about if the teacher opens it and says, well, you're little, your older brother bought me something similar last year. I wasn't impressed then. I'm not impressed now. Tell your mom she has to
like
do better.
I think that there isn't a teacher in the province that would say anything like that to any of the children in their care.
I'm darn sure. And teachers, of course, love to be thanked. They do. And I'm sure the joy they get out of the little gift being given to them is massive, regardless of what's inside the packet or how it's wrapped or what is written on the card. Anyone loves thank you to be said to them. But we do have to keep in mind that there will be families who will be saying thank you to a teacher coming with a gift who probably can't afford to buy what they need every day for the dinner table. And teachers get a decent salary, so they should never expect a gift.
Absolutely. And I think that is quite clear from all the teachers that I know, certainly. And, you know, nobody actually keeps the tabs on who brought a present and who didn't. And nobody would ever, you know, say that this is much more appreciated than something else. And I know at home, my house is absolutely full, especially at this time of the year, of the personal trinkets that I've received over the many, many years that I've taught. And even the Christmas tree has little baubles that the children have made. And, you know, that is so much more appreciated than any monetary value you could put on it. And say every year the same baubles are put on my tree that, you know, and I can recognise who bought me it and, you know, that child, and think about them as you're decorating the tree. And it's just a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, I should say I have a vested interest in this because I'm married to a teacher. And so I have some understanding of it. So if any parents that have children in my wife's class, Sauvage aftershave would be a very nice gift.
But you're spoken early.
Great speaking to you, Cardi, and a very happy Christmas, especially to everyone at Killyleagh Integrated Primary School. And thank you for coming
thank
on this
so
morning.
Much,
thank
and
you
and happy Christmas to you too.
Thank you. That's Carney Cumper, who is the teacher with the best name in the province, and she's the Ulster Teachers Union President. She's the Vice Principal of Killyleagh Integrated Primary School. Right, we're heading closer to the news at 10 o'clock.